From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The U.S. has won a big victory at the World Trade Organization. Today's ruling could open up new market opportunities in China for American producers of audiovisual materials such as books, CDs, DVDs, and films. The WTO ruled against China for forcing American media producers to route their business in China through Chinese state-owned companies. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to leave a key interest rate at a record low when they conclude 2 days of meetings in Washington today. Steve Mechner of Market News International reports.
With financial markets improving and with the recession seemingly coming to an end, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and the other members of the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee have to take stock of the economic outlook. And they have to determine the appropriate stance of monetary policy in the period ahead until the FOMC meets again in late September. Longer range, Bernanke has said the Fed will need to unwind its expansionary credit easing policy and raise interest rates to avoid inflation. But he has also said the Fed should not begin to tighten credit until recovery is clearly underway. So when the Fed makes its policy announcement this afternoon, few expect the Fed to signal any near-term movement away from a strategy that has kept the key federal funds rate near zero for the last 8 months. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
A new government report is being seen as a positive sign for the economy. The Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit widened in June. Imports rose for the first time in 11 months, an indication that consumer demand is beginning to revive. That increased the trade deficit by 4% to $27 billion. Exports also rose, though not as much. U.S. Marines stormed a Taliban-held town in southern Afghanistan before dawn today. The operation lasted about 8 hours, with seven militants reported killed. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson is traveling with the Marines. She says it was aimed at ousting the Taliban from a longtime base.
What they're trying to do by grabbing this village is to flip a district that used to be the second largest commerce center for Helmand Province, which is where I'm at now. Helmand Province is a Taliban stronghold that the U.S. Marines have been trying to basically recapture for the Afghans. So basically by grabbing this town, which serves sort of as a commerce center for the district, they're hoping that people will start feeling more comfortable to move back to the district center, into their homes, that Afghan government officials will be able to come in, because right now they have no schools, they have no Afghan police officers. They have no government function whatsoever. It's just basically Taliban and poppy farmers, and that's what you have living here.
U.S., NATO, and Afghan troops are working to protect voting sites around the country ahead of the presidential election set for next week. Stocks are up this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 130 points. The NASDAQ up 32. This is NPR News. The Swiss bank UBS and the U.S. government have ended their tax evasion dispute. The two sides have initialed agreements to settle the case, and the Justice Department says the case will be dropped once a final deal is formally signed. The U.S. government had been seeking the names of tens of thousands of Americans believed to be hiding nearly $15 billion in secret accounts. New Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is paying a visit to the White House this morning. President Obama and his wife are hosting a reception in Sotomayor's honor. Speaking to a White House audience, Sotomayor was emotional.
No words can adequately express what I am feeling. No speech can fully capture my joy in this moment.
Sotomayor was sworn in over the weekend. A passenger ferry that sank off the coast of the small Pacific island nation of Tonga has been located by search teams. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney.
The ferry Princess Ashika capsized and sank off Tonga's coast a week ago. 54 passengers and crew were rescued, but another 93 people are still missing and feared dead. The boat was found by an unmanned submarine in 360 feet of water near the spot where it was reported to have sunk. Navy divers from Australia and New Zealand have been assisting the Tongan police, but aren't able to go that deep, so a search inside the hull will have to wait for additional equipment. Searchers say it's unlikely any of the people still missing will be found alive. Tongan officials say they have no idea why the boat capsized. Weather in the area at the time was reported as mild, but locals, including the ship's captain, claim the boat wasn't seaworthy and say the government knew about it. Tonga's transport minister resigned over the incident on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.